This is WLVR News. I'm News Director Jen Rehill. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. My usual co-host, Brad Klein, is on vacation this week, so I'm joined today by reporter Tyler Pratt. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, Jen.
Tyler, the top story we're following this week is, of course, the pandemic, the Delta variant, and the possibility of a fourth wave this fall. Let's talk about the local situation. What's happening here in the Lehigh Valley?
Well, in Northampton County, according to the CDC, it's one of a handful of counties with substantial COVID spread. And with the new guidelines the agency issued this week, that means masking up when you're indoors. And this has created some confusion. It not only flips previous CDC guidance for vaccinated people, but it was just a month ago that the state ended its requirement for masking indoors.
And in addition to case counts, we're also trying to get a picture of vaccination rates here in the Valley. And it's my understanding that Allentown doesn't necessarily have an accurate picture of vaccination rates in the city.
Yeah, it's complicated. Allentown's health director says they don't really have a clear picture of vaccination rates because the state isn't providing that data. And you know, in Allentown, you don't have to live in the city to get vaccinated there, so it's not a complete picture. But according to their data, 65% of shots have gone to white people, and Allentown is a majority Latino population. And across the state, the rate of vaccination has slowed. And for all Pennsylvanians, it's just a little more than half are vaccinated. And the state is scrambling to try and get more people shots before the fall when cases may surge again.
Now, Tyler, you've spent time reporting this week and last week on Music Fest and how organizers are planning to cope with what is developing around this public health challenge. How has that shifted over the last 2 weeks?
Given the rising case counts, the annual 10-day festival that has in the past attracted over a million visitors, it's alarming public health experts. I spoke with Muhlenberg College's Director of Public Health, that's Chris Ann Cronin, and she says the festival is, quote, a public health nightmare even when we're not in a pandemic.
Music Fest could be a super spreader event, especially among unvaccinated people, including children.
Now, she's not saying people shouldn't go, but she says wearing masks when inside and avoiding big crowds is possibly a good thing, and families with unvaccinated kids may want to attend during off-peak times. And Music Fest's own CEO is encouraging attendees to get vaccinated, as is the State Department of Health.
One more major event here this week, President Joe Biden came to town. You were there in person for that event. Tell us what you saw.
That's right. President Biden toured a Mack Trucks warehouse in Lower Macungie, and he gave a speech touting his Buy America plan to about 130 guests. And this included union and local leaders who said they liked what the president had to say about increasing American manufacturing and jobs. Biden's motorcade was met with some fans as he drove through the Lehigh Valley. But outside Mack Trucks, there was a pretty large presence of Trump supporters with flags and some obscene signs that used the F word. And this crowd also included some of the union workers in the warehouse. But all in all, for Biden's first trip to the Lehigh Valley as commander-in-chief, it went pretty smoothly.
And President Biden did say he was here to buy a truck. It's unclear if he actually purchased one during that tour.
That's right. He actually said it to Life is a Highway as it played.
Tyler, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jen.
And thank you for joining us. That's WLVR reporter Tyler Pratt, and I'm news director Jen Rehill. For more of what you need to know from our newsroom, sign up for our weekly newsletter. That's at WLVR.org.